الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, to all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one to learn from them with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, it's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you guys.
So we're on chapter 70 of the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'arij. We covered verses 1 and 2, and to some extent 3. Let's listen to verses 3 onwards and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Stay tuned.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Minallahi dhil ma'arij.
It is from Allah, owner of the ways of ascent.
Ta'ruju al-malaikatu war-ruhu ilayhi fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50 alf sana.
The angels and the spirit will ascend to him during a day the extent of which is 50,000 years.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. You just listened to verses 3 onwards from chapter 70 of the Quran. So in the previous episode, Brother Habib, we said that the first few verses of the Quran are about a person who annoyed or rejected the Prophet one way or another. The person who rejected the Prophet was the person who refused to accept Ali ibn Abi Talib's successorship to the Prophet and said that if this is the case, then let God's punishment come to me. The Quran addresses this person, says, a questioner asked about an impending punishment upon the disbelievers, which none can avert, from God, Lord of the Ascending Ways. Why is the Quran insisting on Lord of the Ascending Ways here? How is it relevant to the story?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I want to stay with the story like you asked about the reason revelation, the reason revelation that we put forward, that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi after he put forward Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam as the caliph, the true successor after his demise, after he passes away, and he asked for punishment to fall upon him, and it did fall upon him. There is this idea, right? And this concept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down punishment on him in this world. How about the afterlife? How about the rest of the people who were in that nation, who were in that Islamic nation, who are in this Islamic nation, and have eye knowledge, or like they eyewitnessed the occurrence of Ghadir, or have knowledge of the event of Al-Ghadir, and that it happened during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. How about them and their afterlife? Where is the punishment for them as well? They are also like that man that had punishment fall upon him. Why isn't the punishment falling upon them as well? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could say, is kind of pointing out to the fact of the existence of a day of judgment where these people are on the same class of people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala righteously, who are mushrikeen. They are on the same level as them in disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the word of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not take the word of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, then you are not taking the word of Allah. If you disobey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing that I am the one that sent down this punishment on this person. I am Dhul Ma'arij. What is Dhul Ma'arij?
Can we keep Dhul Ma'arij for after the break, please?
No problem.
So we got a very good idea and sense of what's going on here. Let's take a very short break and we'll be back to see what Dhul Ma'arij means. Don't go away.
Mm-hmm. إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're talking about verse 3 of chapter 70, where God introduces himself as Dhul Ma'arij.
So, as we stated, Dhul Ma'arij means that he is the owner of the heavens that that the angels come and go to take the orders from, right? He's the owner of the ways of ascent and descent. And the angels on the Day of Judgment are going up and down. The angels are going up and down, taking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as stated in a couple of verses that are going to come forward. There's also another concept, which is very important, and I waited till we finished the first book so we can have some time to talk about it. And that is the connection of this verse with the verses of Laylatul Qadr. This verse, these verses, like how we stated, they are talking about the person who denies the imamah, who denies that the Amir ibn Abi Talib is the imam and successor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. There is this very important day or night in every calendar year for every Muslim, for every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Laylatul Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا Laylatul Qadr. What will make you know or understand or comprehend what is the night of Qadr? During the night of Qadr, what happens? Angels are up and down, ascending to the skies and coming back down. To whom?
God.
To whom are they coming down and giving orders to and showing the orders of Allah, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
To
the Imam of the time. To the Hujjah of the time. Who is the Hujjah of the time? Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And that is why we have some narrations connecting this chapter with the chapter of Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, Surah al-Qadr. So it could be like so therefore we have two like interpretations to it, two ways to look at it. That the angels that are going to be sending down the orders on the Day of Judgment were the people who deny the wilayah of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam will be punished for. And then the other interpretation, another look to it, is that on the day of Al-Qadr, or the night of Al-Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, the angels are coming down with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom? To the Imam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating that I am the one that send the punishment to this person who denies the Hujjah of his time, and I am the one that has the decree, that where the angels ascend from to take the decree.
It's like this person is disconnecting himself from such a powerful source.
That's
And I also wonder, can ascending ways also be about the path that a soul takes after it dies? Ascending towards God subhanahu wa ta'ala. Threatening that person.
It doesn't look like it.
All right, cool. Let's move on to verse 4. Onto him ascends the angels and the spirit on a day whose measure is 50,000 years. Now, you've partly explained this already.
Yeah.
The angels and the spirit. You see, I saw spirit here, and I thought that maybe ascending in the previous verse could mean...
No, there is a special spirit, actually.
This could be Gabriel, perhaps.
Something much more bigger than Gabriel, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, there are some interpretations from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam cited. You could view it in the Kafi. It's available 100% over there. I've seen it. Also other sources as well. It states that the Ruh is something greater than Jibreel. It's an angel greater than Jibreel. And some of them state that this Ruh is the same Ruh, which is Ruh al-Qudus, which follows the A'imma alayhum as-salam, or follows the Hujjah, whether be it a prophet or be it an imam. It follows them to aid them in infallibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's the meaning of ar-ruh, mm-hmm. right? Other interpreters state that ar-ruh is Gabriel, right? Some of them state ar-ruh is something that we don't know what it is. I've seen mm-hmm. some Sunni interpretations stating this.
Mm-hmm.
But what we believe in is that the meaning of ar-ruh is this creation that is greater than Gabriel and follows the imams and it aids the imams. And it comes down on Laylatul Qadr as well. تَتْنَزَّلْ فِيهَا مَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهِ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ It is sent down during the nights of Al-Qadr as well to the mm-hmm. prophets. And it is like, I don't know how to call it, renewed, updated. I don't know what it got more orders. It got the decree from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the holy night of Laylatul Qadr.
Mm-hmm. And then a day whose measure is 50,000 years, I assume, is the Day of Judgment.
It is the Day of Judgment. And there's your answer. How long is the Day of Judgment? They say it is 50 days. Every day is 1,000 years. So it's 50,000 years.
The Day of Judgment is 50,000 years.
Yeah. That's something to think about, Hussein, isn't it?
Let's think about that after the break.
You're going to want to think about it after the break.
Let's take a break and we'll be back to think about how long the Day of Judgment is. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 4 of chapter 70, and we're thinking about how long the Day of Judgment is. So the Day of Judgment is 50,000 years. Why does it have to be significant for us? Why should we care?
Why should you care for 50,000 years?
Yeah. It's good news the longer it gets for the people who are going to be punished, right?
On the Day of Judgment, you're a body, Habibi. Don't mm-hmm. forget that. Mm-hmm. You're a body. You're flesh and bones. Not like some philosopher states.
Mm-hmm.
You're flesh and bones, Habibi. You see that flesh and bones that you have right there? That beautiful red face of yours? That same red face is going to return. Your face is not going to be always red when you're hungry. When you're thirsty, on that day you're going to get hungry and thirsty.
Is that a sort of punishment?
It's not punishment.
You're living. It's just how it is?
It is what it is. You're going to get hungry. Your body. At the end of the day, when you're a body, you're going to get hungry. You're going to get thirsty.
I mean, even the faithful are going to get...
Even the faithful.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, of course, exemptions of people, you know, like eating only bread and water. Because there are sayings that what is the food of the people on the Day of Judgment? It's bread and water.
Mm-hmm.
The day that we change the earth other than this earth... The other earth that's going to come is going to be edible, as stated in the saying.
The earth is going to be edible.
You know, like how we believe that moon is
like
cheese.
The soil is like going to be edible.
It's going to be edible.
Okay, I understand.
So it's going to be edible. So you're going to eat that. It's like bread.
Yeah.
And then you have water, and that's all you're going to get.
Uh-huh.
50,000 years.
Mm.
I know people who can last like for a couple of hours without smoking. So what are you going to do on the Day of Judgment, 50,000 years? What are you doing? You're standing.
Why is it like that, Brother Habib?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
You were not involved in
I'm not involved in planning this nor designing it. At the end of the day, there are a lot of creations. Mankind, you know, had a lot of descents, offsprings.
Uh-huh.
And they had long stories. We have to look at the stories one by one. It's going to be a long day, Hussein.
This is less... Very strange conversation.
It is scary. So all of a sudden, you're out of your grave. Picture this. All of a sudden, you're out of your grave. And we have this saying that Ibn Adam, the son of Adam, has 3 days where he feels like gharib, strange.
He feels lonely.
Lonely and strange. The day that he exits his mother's womb, the first day in Qabr.
Ooh.
And the first day of the Day of Judgment.
Oh my God.
So you're back, you know, you were in the grave, and all of a sudden you see yourself where? Awake. And of course, like in various sayings, that we have no clothes on us on that day, where you are humbled by your appearance on that day.
Mm-hmm.
You are thirsty, you are hungry, you have no shade. You have no trees, you have no...
Nothing, no protection.
Nothing to protection from the sun.
So this is a place where God's power is somehow...
You're humbled on that day. Mm-hmm. It might be dark. I don't know. I think we've talked about the availability of the sun or
light.
Not the availability of it. But at the end of the day, you're in a humble position for 50,000 years. You're standing there for 50,000 years. That's a long time. I mean, Hussein, you could sit with me in this room, but because I'm a good talker, you might like the way that we're talking. But
for like 10 minutes.
For 30 minutes, then you get bored, right? How about 50 years, 50,000 years when you're seeing people punished? When you're seeing people getting rebuked, you're seeing people get criticized, you're seeing people get rewarded, and you're wishing that you did those actions as well.
So in this 50,000 years, you're waiting your turn?
You're waiting your turn.
So the first person is not going to be waiting 50,000 years.
I don't know what's going to happen to the first person. He might enter heaven. That's up to him. I don't know 50,000 years for whom. But 50,000 years is a long time.
It's generally the time it takes to process all of creation.
Yeah, and then I don't know what happens after that. I'm seriously, don't know what happens after that. We have to go into more details from the sayings and whatnot, but that's the details I have. 50,000 years, just think about it. I mean, 50,000 years, you don't know where your destination is.
All right, thank you very much, Brother Habib. As always, we learn a lot when we talk with you. If you missed the program, don't worry. You can always visit our website to download an archive of this episode or all our previous ones. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.